Hey, what's up, girlfriend?
How you doing? Welcome to the program. How are you today? I'm feeling good. I don't know why. I have no reason to feel good. So let's start there. As the day mounts on, I will have plenty of reasons not to feel this good. I think if you start high and then you know stuff's going to happen during the day, then at least you got the morning before anything happened. Does this make sense to you at all? It does to me.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh boy.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I want to listen to this. This sounds like fun. I got nothing else to do.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you so much, Julie. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you here, as always. I don't really know why I even bother. Well. So I'm going to start off by saying something about Trump, and excuse me, okay? Just excuse me, give me like a few minutes, and then I'll be done, and we can move on, and I can make all kinds of ridiculous comments, and you titter and say, oh my God, I'm glad I'm not him, that kind of stuff. Here's what I don't understand. About 37% of the country would vote for Donald Trump again. Okay? All right, fine. About 63% of the country, something like that, would never vote for this dickhead ever. They may have voted for him because they hated the other candidate, the Clinton thing. Okay? We don't vote in this country for somebody. We vote because we don't like the other person. We vote against somebody. That's the way we do things. We're a revengeful society. We are. Don't argue with me. I'm telling you that's what we are. So the Trump guy wins, okay? Then he starts tweeting in the middle of the night. He starts putting people down. You find out that he is actually a sex predator himself, although no one's really caught him at it per se on tape. We do have on tape him saying that he does this. And yet he becomes president. He puts people down. He's a racist. There's no question about this. And if you don't think he's a racist, look at yourself a little bit deeper. All this stuff, you know, he makes ridiculous comments. He's stupid. He does nothing for society. He divides us instead of brings us together. You can't argue these points, man. You can't order a pizza. You can't argue these points. And he's got some major, major mental disorders. You can't argue with me. You've got nothing to argue with me about this. So here's what I don't understand. Because he's ruining the Republican Party. He's ruining it. They all know it. They won't say it. Some do. Most of them don't. Because they can't. You can't do that. Why don't they impeach the guy? And here's the problem. And here's my question. If you impeach Trump, then Mike Pence, the vice president, becomes president. Now, I'm not a fan of his, but at least I don't think the guy's going to stay up all night tweeting and insulting people. I think he's going to be a bit more diplomatic, even though I may not agree with his policies and his thought patterns. There have been many presidents in the past that I have not agreed with their thought process, and yet I have survived them. This one, the Trump thing, I'm not sure I'm going to survive this one. Impeach the Trump. Pence becomes president. He becomes, at least in comparison, much better than Trump. They start passing stuff through Congress because that's what they really want to do to keep the party honest and keep the party impressive. They start working like a machine. They get things done. What's your problem, Republicans? Isn't that a better deal? Wouldn't you be showing your balls and saying, Trump? No. Getting in the way of our own party is what he's doing. Let's get rid of him. Pence becomes president. We start moving and grooving. What's the problem with that? So let's impeach the guy. What are we waiting for? A sunny day? What are you waiting for? Let's do it. As you know, there are many, many campaigns. I believe a million signatures are required to bring into question an amendment in the Constitution to bring it into the forefront and say, you know, maybe this guy is mentally not fit to do this. It's true. It's true. It's called the Mental Disorder Dickhead Clause. Let's enact it. What's the problem? You got a Pence. Clinton doesn't become president. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about this Russia stuff anymore. You don't have to worry about him getting out of climate agreements and allowing elephants to be killed so you can bring your trophies so his kids can bring his trophies back into the country. I mean, you don't have to worry about a president that's really out there just to advertise his own golf clubs and his golf courses and his ties and his shirts. What's the problem here? All of a sudden, the world would be united again. They'd say in the United States, they got rid of that idiot who is driving a wedge into everything. They got rid of him. I guess the United States is pretty cool. I guess they do really work things out in the long run, even if they make a mistake. They take care of it. They don't just sit and wait it out like some kind of child sitting at his desk in grade school, watching the clock, hoping that the hours will tick away fast enough and go home and play. No, it's not like that. Let's show how great this country is. Oh my God, make America great again. What happened to that thing? No one's wearing those hats anymore. Now it's tattooed. That phrase is tattooed on somebody's underpants. Yeah, it's true.
Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad. And it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Well, we're here every single weekday, just about, unless it's not. You can hear us on NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, NewEnglandTalkRadio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the Amazon Alexa thing, SoundCloud, I don't know, every place that we can be, we are. I mean, you're really making this difficult for me. Coming up later in the show, are you familiar with Andy Cohen? No, he's not my accountant. Oh, stop that. That's not right. Andy Cohen is the host on Bravo of many television programs. Watch What Happens Now is the name of his show, I believe. He was a host of Love Connection, the revival of that. He's good friends with Anderson Cooper. He's a producer, a director. He just does everything. Andy Cohen is one of those up-and-rising celebrity stars, if he's not already. He's done tours and lectures around the country, and he joins us later on in the program to talk about his dog. What? Yeah? I am flanked by the musical incredible creations of Jason Shaw, who you're hearing in the background, and the dulcet tones and creative mind of Mr. John Shanahan. That'll be enough. Let's just fade that out. There you go. Not so bad, really, huh? Black Friday is coming up. Black Fridays matter. I don't know why they call it Black Friday. Not sure about that. It's the day after Thanksgiving when people get up early in the morning. By the way, after eating a 50-pound turkey with all the side dishes, which I happen to love more than the turkey, drinking tons of alcohol, and consuming dozens of pies of all different flavors with ice cream and whipped cream on top, I don't really want to get up at 3 in the morning to put my pants on, to do anything. Much less get in my car in freezing weather and drive to a store and stand outside dressed in some type of Arctic parka online with 50 other people who should all have little signs around their necks saying, I am stupid. Yeah, that's like not the day I do that. It should be Black Saturday or something, or Black Sabbath. That would be great for the Jewish people. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be shopping? Yes, it's the Black Sabbath. We're going to buy a lot of things. Dreidels are on sale. Did you know that? Black Sabbath. Ron, that's ridiculous. Humorous in a way, but ridiculous. No, Black Friday should be Black Saturday. You should give people a day off on Friday. They don't want to do anything on Friday. They just want to lie in bed and scratch their gonads. Seriously, man, what a stupid idea that was. About 6-7 years ago, my lovely female counterpart insisted that I go to a store to buy a television set that was on sale. Kmart was running an ad in the paper saying on Black Friday, when the doors open at 3 or 4 a.m., I don't remember what it was, some ungodly hour like that, they have a Samsung TV, a 50-inch TV, for $250. Now, this was like 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. That's an incredible price. HD TVs back then were like in the $1,500 range easily. So she says to me, I don't care what you do and how much food you ate, put your shoes on, get something to cover that little area in the middle of your body, and get your little ass down to that Kmart store. I had two objections to that. One is getting up that early in the morning and covering my ass like that. And number two was actually ever going to a Kmart store. Those two things weighed on me quite heavily. But when the girl tells you to go do it, you go do it. Don't tell me that men rule the world. They don't. If men ruled the world, I wouldn't be standing online at Kmart at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, they don't rule the world at all, ever. Stop telling me that. The dominant sex in our society is the female. She snaps her fingers, she opens her mouth, and you do it. Otherwise, your life is going to be a living hell. That's reverse sexism, ladies and gentlemen. But I know that. I'm aware of that, and I follow those rules. What's that phrase, happy wife, happy life? It's in the Bible. That phrase is actually in the Bible. It's in both Genesis and Leviticus. I don't know what paragraph, but it's in there. Check it out. Anyway, as a matter of fact, that should be part of the wedding vows when you're getting married in front of a priest in one of those opulent churches with gold leaf trimming and all that kind of stuff. The priest should say, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? Are you going to listen to everything she says? Happy Life, happy life, Bob. I do. I understand, and I do. I do understand. So, I'm getting my pants on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I start driving down to Kmart. The only nice thing about the whole thing is that my car had a nice heating system. It wasn't too bad. And secondly, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not a lot of traffic. There are a lot of Black Friday people out, but not enough to make any traffic. I get to the Kmart store, and the lot is fairly full. I think the doors opened at 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that. I got there at 3:30, and there was a line of about 20 people. Let's say there was a line of 20 misguided human entities. Because, as I said earlier, they all looked really henpecked and stupid. So I get on this line, I'm like the 20th person. 4 o'clock, the doors open. They have these gigantic gates so nobody can get in and steal something from Kmart, like there's anything that's worth stealing. So the gates open, the doors open, and everybody walks in at a very quick running, shoving pace. And much to my dismay, everybody, all 20 people, are running to the TV electronics section of the store. And I'm saying to myself, oh boy, this might be a problem here. We get to that section of the store, all 20 people run to the TV area. There's one young lady, she's probably about 4'5" tall. I guess the only kind of people you can get that early in the morning to work in the store are people that can't ride any Disney World rides because they're too short. She gets lost in the crowd. We all turn around to her and say, where are the $250 high-definition TVs? She says, we only have one. We only have one? You advertise this TV and you only have one? Are there rain checks? Do we get a rain check? Are there checks that are being made in the rain? She says, no, we only have one TV. Well, the first person in line got it. And the rest of us were very upset. All of the other people started shopping around the store for other things and looking at other TVs. And I said, hey, wait a minute, guys. Don't you understand? This has been a bait and switch. They only had one TV on the shelf. They knew it was Black Friday. They knew they were going to have lines around the block. They advertised it, and they only had one TV. That's bait and switch. It's illegal. Let's burn this place down. I didn't say let's burn this place down, but that's what I felt like saying. And the rest of them said, no, we're stupid. We get up at 3 o'clock. We're stupid. We're going to buy something else because they got us down here. We're going to play the bait and switch game. They won. We lost. We got all the, we're here. We are. I said, well, screw you, man. And I walked out of the store, got in my car. And when I got home, the lady of the house, the ruler of my nation, she says to me, did you get the TV? I said, no, they only had one in the store. I told you to get there earlier. You would have been the first person online. Oh God, please don't do this. I took my clothes off, got back in bed, and went to sleep. And I swore to myself, and I've kept very true to my swearing, that I will never do a Black Friday of any sort of any type ever again. I don't care if they're selling houses for 23 cents. I'm not going. It ain't going to happen. Not me. You got me once. Fool me once, and you got fool me twice. And I fool me. How's that go? Fool me once, and if you fool me twice.
Gentlemen, did you ever notice that it always seems to be the ladies who pamper themselves with a spa day, with the mani-pedi and the facials and the massage? Do you ever think maybe you'd like to have a special day for yourself, but you are afraid it might be a little gay? Well, good news, gentlemen. Now you can have your own special spa day at Ramon Ramirez's Not-So-Gay Salon for Men. Let Ramon Ramirez take the stress off a tough day with a long, deep massage. It's not gay, it's therapeutic. After you relax, Ramon Ramirez will use special oils and lotions and maybe clean up some of your hairier man parts. It's not gay, it's hygienic. A lot of guys are doing it. Then it's time to kick back and let it all hang out in a long steam room session with Ramon Ramirez. It's not gay, much. So gentlemen, why wait? It's time for you to have a great day for yourself at Ramon Ramirez's Not So Gay Salon for Men. Please, no fat guys.
You're listening to The Big Show by Sean Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Back to the program. Andy Cohen joins us a little bit later in the show, not too long from now, and we'll talk to him about the National Dog Show. Well, as the holidays are upon us, I have a weakness that I need to talk about. This is like an intervention. Here's my weakness. Happens at Christmas, at Thanksgiving, Easter, all these things. I don't eat desserts. I'm not a dessert person. I fill myself up to the point where I get sick on regular food, and I'm very happy with that. I love food, you see. So I have no room for dessert. I have no desire. I also try to stay away from sweet things. I don't have any kind of diabetes thing going on. I'm on the border of it, I guess, as we all are. You know, eat too much sugar, you're going to have some problems when you get a little bit older. So I stay away from sugar wherever I can. But on the holidays, there are people that actually are saying to me, Ron, eat some sugar. Have some dessert. Eat some sugar. You've lived too long. You can't live any longer. This is enough. You're starting to annoy me. Eat some sugar. Have some complications there, some medical complications, because this is getting ridiculous. I know they're not saying that. That's me thinking that's what they're saying, but they're not. I know that. They love me. But I really do like pie. Pies. They look very tasty. Pumpkin pies. I would never eat pumpkin on purpose. But somehow when you turn the pumpkin flavor into a custard, it becomes alluring. Ice cream, I could eat that by the buckets if you were looking in the other direction, especially the more interesting flavors. A nice graham cracker crust with a baked apple crumble topping. I mean, seriously, man. I mean, you're not human if you don't fall under those spells, those horrible, horrible inclinations to eat tons of sugar. So the holidays to me are evil. They lure me. Like, you remember the television cartoon Pepe Le Pew? He had an odor to him. Food and pies have an odor to me that waft through the air, and my nose just lifts me, the smell lifts me off the ground, and I magically just hover over to the food. It gets me within its web. And the pies do that, especially the scene of other people eating pies with that little steam coming off the top of the pie. I would never eat a pie that's that hot, but it looks very alluring. And I've talked about this before, the Southern culture, these Southern belle women, they're just so... I mean, the accent just drives me nuts to the point where it's extremely annoying. But There's something about it when they're talking about pies. You want a slice of pie, you all? I got a nice slice of pie for you. It's so creamy and so luxurious. You're gonna love the pie. You just melt right into that pie and you become the pie yourself. You know that expression, Ron? Pie are square. Pie are wonderful. I got a little slice of pie for you. I've poured extra sugar on it and honey and syrup and gobs of cream. And if this don't stop your heart from ticking, I don't know what will. I don't know. Here's a piece of pie. It's tough. It's just really, really tough. As a matter of fact, if a Southern belle said to me, you know, you can have one of two things. You can only have one. You're going to have one. Either you have the slice of pie, or you can just throw me on the top of the bed and have your way with me sexually. I won't call you a predator or say that any kind of aggressive sexual move. You just have your way with me. Do whatever you want, or just lie there and you do what you want. Ron, which would you prefer, the pie or me?
I will take the pie. Thank you very much. There is no question in my mind that today I shall be taking the pie. And if you find that to be a little bit odd, then you don't quite understand. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Dog Show is on Thanksgiving, and John O'Hurley hosts it, and Andy Cohen's going to be sitting there with his dog watching it. Let's speak to Andy Cohen.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Andy Cohen joins us. He's the Emmy Award-winning host and executive producer of Watch What Happens Live and other TV shows and all that kind of stuff. Hey, good to speak to you. Thanksgiving usually to me means the National Dog Show.
Me too.
Yeah.
Noon on Thanksgiving Day on NBC. 2,000 dogs, 175 breeds. One Best in Show winner. I love it. We watch it every year in my family. Even before I rescued a dog, we would watch
yeah.
the dog.
It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Okay, so this is the big holiday thing, and I always I record it if I can't watch it because it's better than the parade for me.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So, it is a parade of sorts.
Well, it is in a sense, yes. It's just, it's very civilized. I sit down and I have a cocktail while I watch it, and it's wonderful.
You have a cocktail at noon?
It's Thanksgiving, Andy, yeah.
Listen, no judgment from me on
okay,
that.
Okay, all right, fine. I know that you're a dog lover, and so you're involved in this big time.
Yeah, totally. And Purina's doing something really cool as well today through the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Basically, if you post on any of your social media channels why your pet is the best, and hashtag dog thanking, and tag Purina, mm-hmm. they're going to give $1 for every post to greatergood.org, which is goes to hurricane relief.
That's great. That's great. And yes, you know, we should still be aware that hurricane relief is very, very necessary. That's an ongoing situation, unfortunately, and they still need a lot of help.
Absolutely.
Now, so now, when you're sitting down and you're watching the show with your dog, do you ever think of saying, hey, you know, my dog is the best?
You know what? My dog is the best.
There you go.
Unfortunately, he is not trained in the way that the dogs are at the National Dog Show.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how well he would fare in that type of competition.
Yeah.
But, you know, what can I tell you?
I mean,
I've given him Best in Show. At my house.
Yeah, well, that's what counts. That's where the real show is in everybody's own home, and we just love them. I mean, you know, who else would sit in your lap? I've tried that, and nobody else will do that.
I know, it's so true.
It's horrible.
Let alone fall asleep in your lap.
I've fallen asleep in my lap, but that's something else. So how do I do this? How do I participate?
You just post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, why your pet is the best, and hashtag dog thanking, and tag Purina. Okay. It's as simple as that. You can go to Purina.com for more info on that.
And how do I find out who the winners were?
Well, there's no winners. Oh. Everybody's a winner. You just post, and they're going to give a buck for every post.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What, it's easy peasy, man.
Yeah, it is. I love it. When you're doing Thanksgiving, Andy, do you give your dog a treat, or does your dog participate in the Thanksgiving festivities?
You know what? I don't give my dog human food ever. But
right.
he definitely gets
good
treats deal. All the time.
Yeah, we did a show. Not long ago about all the foods that you're not supposed to give to your dog that humans do eat, and the list was extremely extensive.
Really?
Yeah, you got to be really careful, and that's a great idea to not do the human food thing with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other tips that you have for me?
That's it, man. Just all right, you know, man. Look. It's always fun posting about your dog, so...
Yeah, it is. I love... Yeah, it gives your dog a little bit of a limelight. Are you in California or New York? Where are you?
I am in New York City.
Is that where you live?
Yes.
Good. So you get the full flavor of Thanksgiving.
Totally.
There's nothing like it. That's the best city in the world. Andy, thank you so much. One more time. This is... you go to Purina.com for all the information about helping out here with the hurricane relief. Thank you so much for your time today. We love you. You're a great guy.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Andy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Andy Cohen. And, hey, I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. Will you join me then? No, I want you to tell me for sure. No, none of this I don't know. It depends on what's going on. Don't give me that. Come on, commit to me. Tomorrow, okay? I don't care what time of day it is. It doesn't have to be this time. It's always there. You will? Thank you. Thank you very much. Whew. It's like pulling teeth sometimes. I wish you peace.